Hi, my name is Rob, and this is my weekly podcast. Each week, I sit down with a different guest, and we talk about things that you have been up to in the fandom. Are we going to talk about everything? Of course not. It's only an hour. Will we communicate effectively? It's a wheel of time. Probably not. But will we have fun? Most definitely. Welcome to Malkia's Wrap-Up.
Oh, it's because of that.
No, I can hear you.
It's because I had pushed the talk activated. Try to see if they can hear you.
Can you guys hear me now? Yay! Mr. Nerdy Guns to the rescue for the third time this morning. Thank you, honey.
Honorable tribute to honorable mention to Mr.
Yeah, yay. Yeah. Yay for Tyler and yay. Techie husbands who can fix things.
That is brilliant.
I know. Hey, friends.
Hey. So welcome to Malkia's wrap up, folks. Almost hit a 3 week in a row stint, but I didn't because just trying to get a few people together. But we've pulled it back and recording on a Thursday.
Yes.
And I'm sitting down with the wonderful, as you may have already heard, Nerdy Guns. And
hello.
Tangentially, Mr. Nerdy Guns has popped in and out to help us fix things.
So. Some mic issues early on. We have figured it out. I should say we. I shouldn't take any of that credit, but yes.
All credit to Mr. Nerdy Guns. So thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
We have a few folks listening that don't always get to listen to the live recording. So welcome, Nils and Uno. I think this might be only the second time I've seen Nils, and I think it might be the first time I've seen Uno.
Yay, welcome.
Ben and Chiad has joined us, had a cancelled meeting, so she's been able to join us during her birthday. So yeah, we've got some fun folks listening.
Grace, is it your birthday?
No.
I thought you said birthday. Oh,
no,
man.
From her work day. So.
Oh, work day. I'm so glad you could join us, Grace. I miss you. I miss you all. Yeah.
It's great to have you here, Nerdy Guns. This was prompted because you were recently on someone else's podcast, weren't you?
I was. So it was Mental Health Month for May. And so for work, since I work at a mental health center, we did a lot of different presentations and just trainings throughout the community. And something that was new for us is a studio here in town that does podcasts and other video recording things. They reached out to us and wanted to do a podcast just about us and how we got involved in mental health and then what mental health meant just for us as individuals and then for the community. And my executive director and I were chosen, I guess, and we went and did it. And it was such a fun experience. I loved every second of it. I feel like I talked way too much, but it was a lot of fun. I walked in and they have Lord of the Rings, like hidden gems throughout their entire office. And I was like, oh, I'm at home. Like I have found my people. So it was so much fun.
That was like a great studio.
It was fabulous. So much so that my Glenna, my coworker that went with me, she was just like, we really need to go. And I'm like, but this is like my happy place. I don't want to leave. But yeah, it was really great. I had never been in like a recording studio or anything like that. And so it was definitely a fun experience. And I have wanted to do some sort of podcast. I know I've been asked a few times to jump on and I just haven't been in the right space or had the right equipment or had the time to do it, and all things kind of aligned. And so it was good. I told my husband it was good practice, because now hopefully I can do more things that I'm really excited about, like the Wheel of Time and Twitter of Time and all my friends. So
that is amazing. Well, I saw your post about the podcast, and I assumed there was a queue of people wanting to have you, and you said that in the value of things. Oh, so maybe God. I wasn't completely wrong, but I was like, you know, do you want to come on? And you said yes, and that's how we're doing this. So,
oh, man. So full disclosure, I sent you a message, and I was like, okay, so I know what queue means. Because when I lived overseas, they used that word a lot. And I know that means line. And I was maybe just having an off day because my brain had shut down from just grad school and work. And you're like, yeah, no, like a line of people. Like, do you have people you're going on for podcasts? And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, that makes sense. Whoops. But no.
That's okay. So I love it. Yeah, I forget that words are different in America sometimes. I usually Americanize things pretty well, but yes. I can't stop saying Q. It's always going to be a Q to me. So
you know, it makes sense. I think we should embrace that. It's fun.
The really not to get too off topic here, but the really interesting thing about the word Q is the word Q, the letter Q, followed by four silent letters.
Yeah.
Also themselves in a queue.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an interesting word. Yeah, it is very true, isn't it? But anyway, back to okay. Wheel of Time stuff.
Yes.
I love Nielsen chat just like an explosion. Mind emoji. Blown.
Same. That was a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, especially where you are, because it's much early. Me, it's mid-afternoon, but you, it's first thing in the morning, isn't it? So
yeah, it's 9 o'clock, and I don't know. I know people maybe haven't heard my voice in a while, but usually I don't sound like this. I have a sinus infection, and so I've been just downing some Dayquil and cough drops. I feel like the innkeeper on, like, you know, Trailer Guide On with cough drops and like tea and drinks to try and feel better. So, but yeah,
it's a real thing. I was using them at JordanCon recently. I think I made a few people ill again. Apologies for that, folks.
Whoops.
I was ill myself first prior. So it's not like I just turned up and gave everyone illness and then didn't feel ill myself. But I was also on the cough drops and I know what you mean by sort of feeling, you know, just like a bit, am I hosting something now that I'm just like snacking on cough drops and stuff to keep myself going and sound remotely human? So, but you sound great, so don't worry.
Wonderful. Good deal. Thank you.
Yeah. So I want to kick off getting to know you with a question from one of my awesome patrons, Cheese Foldy himself, Silvertooth.
Oh, yes.
He would like to know, and this is a great question. I don't know why I haven't asked this, but where does the name Nerdy Gums come from?
I don't ever divulge that information because I love hearing people's theories on
Let's start with that. What's the best theories you've heard? And then we'll debunk them at the end. We'll save that for the very end. Then it'll be like the last thing we get. So give us the theories first. We'll move on to all the things afterwards. We'll come back at the end to reveal why you're actually called Nerdy Gums. We'll do it that way. This is fun.
Yeah, I love theories. And so, funny story, I use my Nerdy Guns Gmail email address at work sometimes, just because that's just what's easiest for me. And so when we have like slides and docs and stuff that we share on Google, it'll pull up and they'll be like, Nerdy Guns. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Just ignore the name.
That's great.
I'm a professional. It's okay. Just ignore that. But yeah, sometimes I forget that it's there. So I live in the Midwest, where I don't want to jump into like two things that are too serious, but guns are a little bit more around than other places. And so in my name, yes, I have gotten that too. sometimes people will assume something like Nerdy Gun situation. I'm like, that's absolutely not correct. That's 180% 360 wrong. It's just not that. Sometimes Niall's saying tickets to the gun show. That's been there too. But yeah, there's been a lot of different suns out, guns out, something like that. Yeah. But yeah, there's been a lot of different theories, and I haven't told anybody. I don't think anybody. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite theory that you've heard?
No, not necessarily. They sometimes people get stuck on the nerdy part, and it's been around for so long that it's just kind of Nerdy Guns is a part of me, I guess. So,
yeah. I mean, when I first saw you, I believe probably in the Dusty Wheel chat, to be honest, I assumed that you were a fan of guns from like computer games and things like, there are some wild ones out there. Sometimes you see those videos where people like compare sizes of things, or just like the different types of weapons that are used in various shows and stuff and how just unrealistic they can be sometimes. And, I assumed it was something like that. Cause is it like Doom or something? There's hundreds of different types of guns. They've got like
so many
cannons and pulse rifles and all sorts of bizarre things. And they do crazy, crazy shit. You know, so I've always assumed it's something like that, but we'll find out cheese folly. We'll find out later in the podcast. So.
I love that. Okay.
So, Jen, you didn't make it to JordanCon this year.
I didn't. But
we did actually meet at last year's JordanCon in 22. Yes. And then you came back to WattCon as well. Mm-hmm. Are you going to make it to WattCon this year? Is that on the cards potentially?
Oh, man. I'm not.
Have I just put a lot of pressure on you? I didn't mean to do that, if that's the case.
It depends on the day where I'm like, oh, yes, I can absolutely make it work and try and fit it into my schedule. And I just can't. It hurts my heart so much because, you know, for so long, I feel like I've been hiding my nerdiness, right, since like middle school, you know. And so now that I've gotten into Twitter of time is kind of where it started. And I've met all these great, wonderful people that I want to spend so much time with. And they're, you know, I don't have a lot of like in real life nerdy friends. So I want to spend so much time with everybody, but I started grad school last year and it's a really intensive program where there's not even a break in the summer.
Oh, wow.
And I know I had like 150 pages of material that I had to read and like actually remember to take a test on like each week is how it is, and quizzes and posts and stuff. And so it's really hard to fit it in to my schedule, even though it makes me so sad because I really want to go. I can't make it this year.
Wow. But that's a
shame. I know. But I know that they have like the virtual tickets and stuff like that. So that's probably more going to be my speed this year. The program's 3 years long, which it seems like forever long.
But you've almost done a year already, so.
I know, I'm a year done, so 2 years left to go. But I'm hoping, even if my program's not done, I might be able to, in like future summers, go to WattCon. That's probably a little bit more realistic. In April, it's just really hard for work because we have something called like a national conference. And last year it was in D.C., this year it was in LA, and that's something that I'm able to go to. And so being gone for like 2.5 weeks in a row with young children and then work and school stuff, it makes it a little challenging. But I had so much fun. Like my cup was so full each time I went to those. So I wish I could.
That's amazing. So have you, prior to last year's JordanCon, had you been to other JordanCons?
That was my first convention of any type.
Oh, that was also my follow-up question. Have you been to other conventions? Okay. Yeah. Coincidentally, that was also my first convention.
Really?
Well, yes.
Oh, how did it?
I've only ever been to now two JordanCons. I went to WattCon and then obviously hosted my own last year. That's four conventions I've now done in effect. But that's it. I've never done anything else. So, I mean, I had a blast. I remember meeting you. And obviously, I didn't know what you looked like. But someone was like, hi, this is Nerdy Guns. And I was like, oh, Nerdy Guns. Because we talk so long in chats and stuff, popping it out, especially during lockdown, that I was just like, oh, my God, this is Nerdy. And it's always been such a cool name. I was like, I need to eventually meet the person whose name is Nerdy Guns. So it was very cool.
It was beautiful. It was such a beautiful experience. I seem somewhat extroverted sometimes, especially at work, but I'm really introverted. And so going to something like that, I was like, this is a lot of people and they all seem so wonderful and so nice. And I don't know how to say hi to anybody. it's a little overwhelming, but I think I said hi to Matt or the innkeeper first, and that was probably the best person to say hi to first, because then he kind of introduces you to everybody, and it was beautiful. I think I went into one of the sessions and sat down, and then people were in front of me, and you introduce yourselves by your handle, and everybody's like, I know you, and it was so magical. It was wonderful. Great friendships were made.
Definitely.
How did you feel going to the first one and being at JordanCon is so massive?
I mean, it is pretty big. There's like, there was 1,000 people there or something ridiculous last year. Mm-hmm. I think it was a few less this year. It might have been 850 or 900 or something. But yeah, it was so much to take in. Kayla, she came with me. She's my best friend. And thank God one of her friends came along as well, who's also a Wheel of Time fan, because I'm an introvert. Like, You know, I work in hospitality. I don't need to go and spend time in public when I'm not working. Even though I'm a chef, I still like, I've peopled enough. I've been in the kitchen. That's still enough peopling.
Yes.
But honestly, like Jessica Sadai, I think she was talking to Kayla at one point. She's like, I mean, I knew Rob was, you know, a personable person, you know, like, you know, excitable and, you know, put stuff out there and stuff. But he's so extroverted. And Kayla lives with me because she's studying here in the UK. And she's like, you have no idea. He is like introverted by introverted standards, you know, like. So, yeah, I think I misled a lot of people that first year of how extroverted I am, because I'm only extroverted when I'm around what I call my people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
So it was incredible for me. I loved it, and I will be going as many years as I can feasibly make it and get there. So it was pretty awesome. And I had a lot of fun at WattCon last year as well. That was obviously being much smaller. It was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved both of them for different reasons and some of the same reasons. It was just so wonderful to get together with everybody. And there were private spaces more where you could sit down and actually talk to people and get to know them. And
yeah, definitely.
It's wonderful.
It was. So you mentioned the Twitter of Time stuff. We'll segue into that. How did you get into Twitter of Time? What was your sort of first dabbles? Have you always been a Twitter person? Was it like...
Oh, man.
You know, was it show, post-show, pre-show? Like, what was it for you that got you into Twitter of Time?
So I think I created a Twitter account, like, in 2011. And I don't remember why I created a Twitter account. but I did. And then I just didn't get into it. And so I just completely forgot about it. And my husband... was really into the Wheel of Time when we met, and it was 2010, very beginning of 2010. And he was trying to convince me when the Memory of Light came out that I should read the series because he really wanted to talk to somebody about it.
I feel and, we've all had that pain, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I was like, you want me to read this massive series? And I had read Mistborn, and I had gotten into a lot of different other series that I have read, and I really enjoyed them. But I was like, you want me to read how many books are there? And so I was in for it, you know, we didn't have kids at that time either. So I had a little bit more free time, and I sat down and I started reading Eye of the World, and I got halfway through and I was like, no, this is so much information. It was a little bit too much for me. And so I didn't read it. I had moved on. And then I don't remember if it was like 2019. There was some buzz about the show starting to happen, maybe. And so I was like, okay. I think I'll give it another go. And then I could never put it down, ever.
Wow.
I read the whole series straight. I mean, some people are like champions and they can read the series so quickly. It took me, I think, like 2.5 years to read the whole series. But around Lord of Chaos, I don't remember if I think it was Daniel Green's YouTube videos or something like that I stumbled across, and then I stumbled across the Dusty Wheel. And then I heard maybe Twitter or something thrown in there. And so I was like, let me check it out. And so I posted like a picture of me reading Lord of Chaos. And then it was like, explosion of interaction.
You were found.
And so I have found all of my people, you know, like all of these wonderful Wheel of Time friends on there. And it just never stopped after that. I did become an audio book person after that, just because it was easier to listen to the book while I'm doing laundry or like at the kids' basketball games or whatever.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's kind of how it started. Now I'm really curious. I'll have to go back and see when that post was. Like how long ago?
Someone needs to go and like, you know, just search back. I'm terrible with figuring how searching on Twitter works. I don't agree.
Yeah, that's gonna.
But yeah, so we'll go find that picture and see like who first was like, please welcome a new reader. So
yeah, I think it was Snakes and Foxes.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Or who else? I know that there are more people now. I feel bad. I can't remember, but there were like two or three people that like. Were really interactive and kind of like pulled me in. And then I had jumped onto the Dusty Wheel Live, and I think I was like in kind of like in the wings. I didn't really want to post anything in live chat, but I was like, okay, these are really fun people and like really caring and nice. And then I finally, I don't know after how many commented in live chat. And then of course, Rajesh right away, he was like, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm like, me? Oh my gosh, I feel so loved. So yeah, it was really cool. And I've been around since.
It's amazing. Dusty Wheel Chat was a lot. I remember joining back then. Dusty Wheel Chat was like, oh, we've got a lot of people here tonight. There's like 100 people here.
Oh, you know, man.
Now it's
look
like,
how far we've come.
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, there's only 100 people in here tonight. It's so chill. And it's like, it's amazing how it's changed. But I remember it was very, you know, it was like just a group of friends getting together every week, wasn't it? So it was,
yeah,
it was a lot of fun. When you started Twitter, were you Nerdy Guns then straight away?
I think so. I've been Nerdy Guns since high school.
Okay.
Ah. And so I'm 36 now. So I think maybe like 16 or 17 is when I got that. Yeah. So Wow. It's been a while. Same. And we'll have to get into the reasons why later. But yeah, it's Nerdy Guns for a long time.
It's definitely one that's going to stick, I feel, after this long. So, yeah. Amazing. Amazing. So, we've talked about, the Discord is something you've dabbled in for today. But as you mentioned before we got going, and it's funny because Snakes and Foxes welcomed you onto Twitter as well. Like you've tried in the past to do Discord, but it's as it rightfully is to a lot of people, it was to me when I first started, very overwhelming. But when we sat down at JordanCon last year and you were like, well, I'm on Discord. And
then we were waiting for breakfast.
Yeah, we were waiting for breakfast at the trail.
Like a large group of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody mentioned Discord and I was like, oh yeah, I've heard of that.
You're in the OnlyFins server?
Yeah. I had like the Dusty Whale and OnlyFins were my two servers. I
mean, they're pretty polar opposite Discord servers. I have to just, I mean, I know you don't know them, but I'm going to tell you that straight away. Like Dusty Wheel is like, you know, a PG, maybe a
PG-13. Wholesome family fun.
Wholesome family server. OnlyFins, I think probably at least half the channels should be that like 18 older rated type section, which is, you know, kind of where it should be. But it's just, it's hilarity. There's like a HinderStream section. There's a section that's, you know, I don't know, Snakes and Foxes puts in all their inappropriate photos. It's hilarious.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Recently, because of this recording, obviously you've joined my server today so that you could, you know, folks in the patrons can listen in the Discord chat. But also, I noticed you joined the Lightswork server. Was that yesterday as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I jumped on, I think it was during the Dusty Wheel, and I was like, I need to figure this out. Or maybe a little bit before, I can't remember now. Because I keep telling myself that I need to figure this out. So I can navigate it. And I don't know, it maybe isn't as overwhelming for everybody else, but I'm like, there's a lot of different like hashtag things happening and a lot of different servers on the side. And where do I just go to talk to people?
Yeah. Like, so the hashtags are basically just what they put for channels. So
yeah.
So you can hashtag is how they link between channels and stuff like that. So but I'm going to tell you right now, I'll give you a tip. I often say this, people, muting a channel is it's one of the best features you can possibly do. If you right click on a channel, you can mute it for a set period of time or until you say otherwise. And if you go to your settings, you can turn off notifications for most things. And then as long as you can ignore the white dot that appears next to a server when there's a new message in one of the channels, you're good. If you can't ignore that, there is a feature where you can just turn that off and you can just hop in when you feel like it. I have that set for a few servers, but I ignore the white dot personally.
So that's what that means. Because I'm sitting here, I'm like, does that mean there's something in there that I need to find and I can't find it? And I don't know what's going on. Okay,
there'll be a channel with a message in that's unread, and that channel will also be in white until you've read that message to help you find it. So how is your Discord experience been so far? Do you think you're going to stick around or carry on doing the lurking and stick to Twitter?
I would love to figure out Discord. My husband came over and he's like, you're not in a chat room. And I was like, there's chat rooms. And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, how do I get into a chat room? He's like, I'll just show you later. So I was like, wonderful. Okay. I will have a lesson. My husband's like, yes, I know. I know what Discord is. And yeah, I've used it forever. I was like, okay, well, you can educate me on how to do it though. So yeah, I plan on sticking around for sure. And I felt all the love when I posted something or it said welcome from some friends that they were glad that I was there. So yeah, that's great.
We're always happy to see you around it again. So
yeah, thank you.
All right. So we are going to talk about what the fan has been up to. That's one of the things we do here. But just to finish it off, I want to just pop back, and I don't know why I didn't ask at the time, but it popped back to the fact that your husband got you into reading Wheel of Time, but he's not the one that's on Twitter a time. He's not the one that's in the live YouTube chats. He's not the one that, you know, is like, let's go meet people and things. Like, how did you, I don't know, would you class yourself as a bigger fan now than your husband? Yeah, oh, you're nodding at me.
Oh, okay. 1,000%. I know nobody can see me but Rob, but yes. He's like, you took this way too far. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that feedback. But I think it's like a mix of things. Just the culture is so welcoming and everybody is so wonderful. And the story of the Wheel of Time is incredible. And so like the mix of those two things together has just been like everything my nerdy self needed along the way. I kind of mentioned in high school, I started like dabbling in like some fantasy series sort of stuff. And then that just wasn't my friend group and hasn't been. And so I was like, I know people have found their people along the way, but this is like my first experience of that. And so I think that's maybe why my husband is a gamer and I'm on like, I'm using his equipment, all of his equipment today. But he has that with all of his friends. But yeah, he's definitely into the Cosmere and everything also. And so I'm on Oathbringer currently. I'm trying to read that as well. But
I feel your pain. I forget which book I'm on. I'm only getting through it thanks to Michael and Kate narrating it to me.
That's the same here.
Yeah. I might make it through. I had to do a reread. I forgot what happened with everything except the first book, I think. And now I'm going through and I'm like, I gave up again about 3 months ago. And I'm like, I really should listen more. Yeah.
Well, it's a struggle, isn't it? It is, because then, you know, in just one of the live shows for you or for anybody else, they mentioned something about the Great Hunt or the Dragon Reborn. And I'm like, ooh, I want to listen to that again. So I just pop over and start listening to one of those. And then it's like, I'm never going to get through Oathbringer. It's just not going to, it will. One of these days it'll happen. But yeah, so my husband, he thinks it's just hilarious, especially when I was like, yeah, I want to cosplay when we go to Jordan Con. He's like, you want to do what? And I was like, yep. And you're going to do it too. And it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is amazing news. Because honestly, when we met last year, I thought that Mr. Nerdy Guns was, you know, the supportive spouse. Because, you know, they're in the fandom. You know, mm-hmm. they come to the conventions because their spouse is a big fan. And, you know, they want to come and, you know, show love and support for the person they care about. And you know, that we always joke there should be a support group
I know
for those spouses. And like, that's the kind, not the vibe I got last year, but it was, you know, I just kind of looked and I was like, okay, I know Nerdy Guns is around in like Twitter and the live chats and things. But I never see a Mr. Nerdy Guns or anything of that nature. So supportive spouse is the sort of the category I placed him in. But it turns out he's like your gateway drug instead.
Oh, yes.
And now just goes with you because, like, I like it too, but you be a flamboyant cosplaying one and I will be there with you. So,
yeah, he's much more introverted than me and a lot of people. And so that was a lot, maybe a little overwhelming, but it was a lot of fun. And we really enjoyed that together because when I finally read Memory of Lighter, I listened to it. Then he was like, we can finally talk about it like 8 years later. You know, but yeah, he's on Twitter every once in a while. He kind of lurks, but yeah, usually not in the live shows or anything. He thinks they're great, and he'll listen to them. But I've taken it just to a whole new level for sure.
Nothing wrong with that. Exactly. You review like this with any other fandom, or is it just Wheel of Time for you? And he just joins on when, you know, lurks.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember for him. Yeah, I don't think so. I think this is it. I mentioned that he's really into the Cosmere, but it's not, I don't think it's nearly as much as this. But Harry Potter was my gateway drug. that kind of started in middle school and then opened up a whole new world of things that led to like Lord of the Rings. And we have like, I have a nerdy wall behind me of like Harry Potter and all the Wheel of Time characters. And like,
I see some things up there. There's a Gryffindor sign.
Yeah. And then there's, I have Rand and Matt and Perrin, but I need the girls up there too, the Golden Girls. Yeah. And then I have a Lord of the Rings map. And like, it's, there's, it just continues on.
Nice.
And you're saying Gryffindor, but I'm Ravenclaw, but it's fine.
Okay. I was going to ask who was the Gryffindor. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, I think the Sorting Hat put me in Gryffindor, but I choose to be Slytherin instead because, you know, it's a long story. I can't remember. I explained it somewhere to someone one point. It's a long-winded story, so I won't share it now, folks. That's a story you have to get out at me next time you see me at a convention. There we go.
Got it. Okay.
So that's
challenge accepted.
Yeah. So the next time, it will be for some, the next time you see me be ValkyrieCon. For others, the next time you see me, it'll be JordanCon next year, I assume. Yeah. So just depends where you're going to head to, folks. But yeah, if you remember, get that story out of me. So no, it's cool. Yeah, Harry Potter was also like a minor gateway for me. I'd read The Hobbit when I was 11 and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'd read other sort of sci-fi fantasy style-ish books, usually single set books, you know, like, you know, one book, two books, maybe a trilogy. And as I explained, I think when I was on Lightworks, that's, you know, I wanted something bigger and I found Wheel of Time went from there.
Yes.
But I resisted Harry Potter for quite a while because it was trendy. And I'm like, I don't like things that are trendy, mm-hmm. you know, because people are like, oh, I love it because everyone has it. And I'm like, that's not a reason you should love something. You should love it because it's great for you. For whatever reason you find it's great. So I resisted until my mother brought me one of the books as a Christmas stocking filler. And then I read it and I was like, actually, this is really, you know, it just really grabbed me. It's not until I started reading the other books I realized she brought me the third book. So I read three, one and two. And I obviously going from three to one, I'm like starting the book. I'm like, why the fuck are they not friends? Like, what's going on? Hey, sure, I've missed something. So did you get the first book and you were just straight in from one to seven, or did you have like a mixed up journey? Like did you resist, or were you straight in from day one? Like how was your Harry Potter experience? We'll have a side chat about that.
Okay. I feel like you were rioting a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. We'll use Rajesh's word, rioting.
Yes.
A little bit. And then, like Grace said, you had to have your own unique experience. So you started with the third one first. And you're like, no, but I started with the third one. And nobody else did that. And then I went to the first and the second.
It was an accident. Yeah, sure. I'll take it that way. I like that. That works. Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm a rebel.
That's right.
And then rebelled. So.
Yeah. No, so I have a younger brother. He's about a year and a half, just under 2 years younger than me. And he was reading the first Harry Potter book. And I think I made fun of him, as siblings do. It's like, what are you reading? And then I picked it up and then it's all from there. Just read each one of them, went to all like the midnight releases of the book, stayed inside until, yeah. I can only imagine what life would have been like if Twitter and like all of this would have been around when came out.
I mean, I went to two midnight book purchases. I got the sixth and the seventh book that way. The seventh book, I actually dressed up as Harry Potter for the night. Mm-hmm. We went queued about, I think we got there, I'll say about 6:30 at night. So obviously it was a midnight UK release and then whatever it timed out to be rest of the world. I remember my mother was in New Zealand at the time and she's like, oh, well, I get the book like midday the day before. And I'm like, yeah, mom, because you're 12 hours ahead of us. So that's midnight here. And she's like, oh, yeah. Or however it worked out. Like,
that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't get it till here. So it was the timing situation. But I dressed up for the last one and went, bought it. And then I drove home. I don't think I got home till gone 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I read the whole thing before I went to sleep.
Yeah,
like 6:30. So
yeah, you got to find out what happens. You can't let anybody spoil it for you. That's there's like memes out there where a girl says she likes Harry Potter and a boy says they like Harry Potter and then they get married right after. And that's something like happened with my husband too. We met and he had Harry Potter up on his bookshelf and I was like, oh, you like Harry Potter? And then the rest is history. And then we went to Harry Potter World in Florida for our honeymoon.
I'm not joking. That's amazing. you don't need to. I took that as serious. There's nothing wrong with having that as your honeymoon. I know people who go to Disneyland for the honeymoon because they're obsessed with Disney. It makes sense. In fact, one of my friends from school actually did that with her husband. They went to Disneyland for their honeymoon because they're both huge Disney fans. So totally valid.
But lots of Harry Potter gateway drug.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right with the Twitter thing. And then if YouTube was the way it is now, Harry Potter was like, I think I probably would have started doing it back then. That sort of thing. So that would have been, God, I can only imagine what my channel would be.
We would be going back to like 20 years ago when we posted videos and like, can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh God. I'm just thinking like, I probably would have used like my school email that I'd set up when I was like 15. I'm like, I want a really stupid email address because I'm 15 and I'm like that. And like, what do I like? I'm obsessed with Skittles, but I really like the mint Skittles. So it's like mint Skittles at hotmail.com or something stupid. I mean, probably still exists. I haven't, accessed it in 20 odd years. So yeah, I can only imagine what the channel would be called as a result. Mad. But let's talk about the way the fandom works with Wheel of Time. Yesterday was a fun day, wasn't it? As you said before, you forgot it was Wednesday.
A little bit. Like I said, I've been feeling a little sick, and we had softball and baseball games for the kids the night before, and so I didn't sleep well. Got up and then saw the post.
Yeah, I was at work yesterday. Took a short break. After a frustrating lunch service, took a short break, and I was like, there's loads of pictures, and I can't talk about them properly because I've still got like 3.5 hours of work. I've been very lucky sometimes, big things have dropped, and I'm off work completely that day, and I'm like, I've got all day to talk about business.
And everybody else is like, I'm in a meeting for the next 4 hours. I can't escape. That's the worst when I have my phone in my bag or on the table next to me during a meeting, and it's a Wednesday, and then I look and I have like 5 Twitter notifications, or like so many birds just popping up, and I'm like, oh man, something happened.
Yeah.
And I can't look at it. It's like, maybe I need to like step out and use the restroom or something. Just check what's happening. But
it's a double-edged sword though, because if you do check it, then you know what you're missing.
I know.
But if you don't check it, you're like, what am I missing?
I know.
And it's
what do you do?
What do you do? It's it's pain either way, isn't it?
It is.
I sometimes wish that I hadn't seen some things when I couldn't react properly to it. Yesterday wasn't too bad. What was your favorite? So for people who are listening and some reason haven't seen these images, we got Perrin, who looks, as far as I'm concerned, to be in some kind of gladiator arena having a battle type situation. We had the Golden Girls, as you called them earlier. We had Nynaeve, Egwene, and Elaine dressed in their novice white and accepted outfits. We had Daniel Henney just being Daniel Henney. Glorious.
That's all he needs to do.
Just stand there, dude. And then we had Donal Finn as dressed up as Matt with a quarterstaff. Do you have a favorite of the four people?
They were so good. So I'm a Perrin fan, just in general. So I know.
Nerdy Guns, my new favorite. Sorry, no, Grace, you're still number one. But Nerdy Guns is now my second favorite person in the fandom.
Yeah. So I go for Perrin a lot. But that caught my attention first. I think maybe because it was one of the first pictures that was posted.
Sequence of the four, it was the first one. Yeah.
So I saw that and I was like, and his eyes were so great. I mean, they looked really like, I don't know, say natural, even though they're golden, but you know what I mean? Like it looked really flawless and
it did.
They weren't like in a distracting way. It just looked perfect. And so that caught my attention first. I think I retweeted it a couple times or like several times because I missed something each time that I went through not in my nature to like actually look through the whole post and see all of the great things and just make one post. I have to do like multiple anyway. So I really liked that. I really liked the Golden Girls one. Which one would be my favorite? I don't know. Oh, that's so hard. How dare you? Maybe Perrin.
Okay.
Just because it's something we haven't seen him like that before. And you could joke that we haven't seen Matt like that before either.
It depends how technical you want to be, I suppose. Yes.
But he just looks a quite a bit more serious and focused, maybe. And maybe with a little bit more purpose than we've seen before. So that really, I was really excited when I saw that. And then I noticed Matt had the quarterstaff, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Gosh, I was so excited.
I love the people in chat. Like when I was like, Nona Guns is now my second favorite. It was like, what am I, chopped liver? And he was like, I mean, if you say so. And then Grace pops in, I would approve of Nona Guns' new favorite, to be honest.
Oh.
Grace, you're number one. Deal with that.
So, yes.
And then everyone else is just equal number two. So, yes. But they are funny. No, they were great. And people were breaking it down left, right, and center. So, you know, as commented, Perrin had what looks to be Uno's shield. Coincidentally, Uno and chat is the one pointing that out. Mm-hmm. There's discussion about whether there's a raven drawn in the quarterstaff etched into it, which I think, looking at the close-up of that, I think it is.
I voted Raven on the Dusty Wheel last night.
Oh, they're going between Raven and what? I suppose Crow might be the other
Hawk.
Option. Hawk. Hawk. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a bird expert by any means, but I was like, it makes sense that it's a raven. So let's just have it be a raven.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it could be stylized. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, a perfect beak. It's a very slim quarterstaff. So, you know.
Yes.
And I'm sure people were, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure people were speculating whether that's the quarterstaff that he's using to whoop the royal boys.
Yes. And it looks like he's in Falme instead.
Yeah.
And so it's like, wonder what's going to happen with that. Don't know.
Yeah. How did he get there from the tower? Does that mean we get the lead from the tower bit? Lots of speculation there.
I know. It's the best.
Yeah. I know Grace picked up on, is it like a sleeve piece or something that Nynaeve has?
Yes.
Multicolored flames of the seven colors.
That was a good catch. Yeah. That was beautiful. Oh, man. Yeah. The amount of detail on everything is so incredible. Yeah. And it made me think a little bit more, you know, how when they posted the picture of Darth Rand, you know, how on his collar, everybody's speculating whether that was a dragon or not.
Yeah.
And maybe it is. I know Sarah said maybe it's not, but I'm like, you know, maybe you're trying to lead us astray.
Yeah, I maybe that's something they didn't expect us to work out, but I think it is. Uno was on with me on the live stream when that the EW article dropped and we looked at that. I think we were just zooming in and out on the pictures, just to look, you know, close ups and move it away. I didn't have the HD stills. I'm not sure who got them or where they came from, but I just had the basic ones. I saw some of the Dusty conversation and they seemed to have better stills than I did. So that's probably a Lauren situation. Thank you, Lauren. He often gets us the HDs.
Lauren, doing the lights work with that.
Definitely doing the lights work there. In fact, I have his Google server tagged. Like, I have it bookmarked to the tweet he put out, and I have it like shared in a chat with someone pinned, so I can always find it as he updates it. But yeah, we were zooming in out. We were pretty confident that was a dragon on there.
I was listening to The Great Hunt again last night. Or yesterday when I was on a walk and was listening to his new clothes when they had come and taken his clothes away when the Amerlin arrived. And they're mentioning like the dragon. I think it was that part. And I was like, it's totally a dragon. It's definitely nice. Absolutely. Try.
Yeah. And then as sad as it is to say, I feel like the Daniel Haney picture was like the least exciting of the four, maybe. I don't know.
Well, after Butt Rock, it's hard for him to compete with new pictures. But
And the previous, was it like the behind the scenes look? And he's like in that forested area doing a kata or exercising or something, meditating, whatever they're going to call it and he's choosing to do. And he's topless. You know, so I feel like at this stage we're kind of used to seeing him in a state of undress in previews and sneaks and stuff. And
so maybe if they would have posted, you know, had this one first and then gradually. No, I'm just kidding. That's very, very sexist. But it was a really good picture, very serious perfection for what Lan is supposed to look like. And so lots of speculation with the palm branch and the way gate on the back. So, but there were. We've kind of seen him before. And so the other ones, it was a little bit more new.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Seeing Donal dressed up as Matt, he looks, you know, I mean, obviously Donal and Barney are not the same person. They're not related.
Yeah.
But they, you know, when you dress them up in the same outfit, there's a lot of similarity between
them.
There
are. Yeah.
So
yeah, the curls in his hair too, perfect. Like mm-hmm. it's very perfectly disheveled. They know what they're yeah. doing. It looks good.
I just hope he can pull off the same humor that Barney pulled off. Because yeah. that was, you know, that's not how roads work. It was very big and it was great.
So great.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
So but yeah, that all took up a lot of yesterday, didn't it? That was pretty crazy.
It was great.
But I'm sure people have been doing other things. Have you been catching? We talked about Kevin earlier. Have you seen is it Wool of Tim thing that he's been doing?
No.
Oh gosh.
I
hope that you had seen this because I haven't talked to Kevin very much in the past week, I would say. So I'm not sure where he got this from. I need to catch up with him actually because we've got it recorded this weekend. And it's just they're like, someone in chat, correct me if I'm wrong here, but they're like distorted versions of pictures of the characters. Like, you know, you can do like those filters, I suppose they're on Snapchat or probably on TikTok and things like that, where you like, you know, the mouth suddenly like becomes very like exaggerated and it's in a weird shape and it's mm-hmm. yeah. There's like various pictures of the characters like that, and he's renamed them. So like, you know, Nynaeve was like Nynaeve or something. I don't know. It was bizarre. And it was all, instead of Wheel of Time, it was the Wool of Tim. Rand is Rind. There we go. It's just been put in chat. We can click on this. Thank you, Grace.
Oh, that chin is very serious.
Yeah, yes. It's a very serious chin, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, there's like ages in there. Although this is a video we've clicked on. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, Eggy Inning. Age older, like 0.9. Best friend, no, enjoys egg. Catchphrase, my horse. You know, like, I'm not even sure where these came from.
He's so creative.
Yeah, he really is. The Matt one is Motrin, age enough, length 777, wingspan 3.14, enjoys toss dick. You know, like, I don't know what this is about, but some of the things Kevin comes up with just blow my mind.
I know. Oh my gosh. You're so funny.
So I feel like when I talk to Kevin this weekend, I need to ask him where this came from.
Yeah.
Yes, the Wool of Tim cast.
Okay.
Perrin is Perry Perry. Oh my god. Age 12, height gold, dog or car, and the answer is wolf, and catchphrase is hey.
What the heck, man?
Like, what is going on? Loyal is lol. He's barely legal. His area is stump. He has the world's biggest hands in this picture and the tiniest head. His favorite book is the Encyclopedia Britannica, and his catchphrase is download too slow. Like, what is going? Yeah, like a SpongeBob thing or some sort of cartoon. It's just chaos.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, so we need to get Kevin to kind of explain the origin of this at some point. Was there anything else besides yesterday you've seen people get up to?
I know there was the Tweeter of Chaos posted the keyboard picture, and so now there's some hand analysis going on throughout the fandom. I'm not 100% convinced with Matt showing us his hands last night that it's not him. But yes, San Diego Comic-Con confirmed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so what do you think we'll get at San Diego Comic-Con?
Now, it would sound silly if they didn't. You know, most people like a trailer of some kind. Mm-hmm. But as I put out a YouTube short today, and this will come out this weekend, I'm going to do a fast turnaround on the editing and release. I have an editing source, I suppose you might call it. So I have a rough idea of, like, you know, I can ask them and they'd be like, you know, they're still filming or like editing is here or that stage type thing. The latest update from them is editing for season 2 is due to finish next week. So if you're listening on Sunday, you know, it's the following 7 days at some point during their editing is kind of scheduled to be finished for season 2. So San Diego Comic-Con is I don't know when that is now. Is that
the middle of July?
Middle of July
ish.
Yeah. So, you know, it will kind of fit for, you know, having a trailer or something like all the seasons have been edited, but I just don't think that the time frame, I feel like they give us something before. So we might get, who knows, maybe we'll get Promise More Origins. you never know. But
maybe we'll get the rest of the origins.
Yeah, maybe we get the rest of the origins.
It's hard. It's hard to figure out if the teaser will come out and then a full trailer, or if there'll be the origins, or if there'll be more something else. It's fun to speculate, though.
I think I'm going to land on they'll either do, you know, a trailer. Like, if they do a trailer at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, it's going to be the teaser trailer. Because there's no point releasing a teaser trailer in like 2 weeks and then a full trailer a couple weeks after that. That's pointless. So it would be the teaser in July and then I suppose a full trailer at some point in August. But that's getting pretty late to ramp up a bit of hype. So I think it will be sneak peek or deleted scenes or, you know, something of that nature. Something special from season one as well, potentially. You know, I think we're going to get a few bits and pieces like that. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. Geeky Airy is just fantastic in all of the information that is put together. But I would think we'd maybe get a teaser before then and then have some other sort of content dropped at Comic-Con and then a full trailer maybe at like the end of July, very beginning of August. But that's just my guess. I don't know.
Let me go see Geeky Eerie's. I think I bookmarked the tweet if I remember correctly. I might not have done that. It looks like maybe I didn't do that, but 1 second, we'll find it. Because it's not too long ago that she actually tweeted that. So looking at the time frame based on time between end of doing things and when things come out for Wheel of Time, the prediction for a teaser trailer is anything from today up until July 13th. Mm-hmm. And the end of that is based upon the current mean time for Prime's 2023 titles. And the earlier end of it, which is June 15th, is based off season one's dates of, you know, time between things. And then a full trailer between August 7th to 9th. So that's a much shorter gap there. So I think I need to go book something off at the beginning of August, it looks like. But San Diego Comic-Con is July 20th to 23rd. So, you know, even at their current, like, you know, either end of the range for the current releases, a teaser trailer coming out, it would be on the 20th, is, you know, a full week after the end of that time range. And Geeky Eerie, you know, she's pretty switched on. She kind of, you know, does a lot of things. So
yeah, she does. Yeah.
I would, based on that, I'm going heavily on some kind of like special scene or something that we get released there. Perhaps perhaps a special casting reveal.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
That could be better. Okay. Perhaps we get, you know, or we get like a Verin scene or something like that. Or we find out who Shore is playing.
Yeah. You know,
things of that nature. I think that's just gonna fit a lot better than the timings for trailers just don't work.
Yeah.
That's how I feel anyway.
Yeah, I'd agree. For sure. So I know there was a cover of a book that was released with Moraine and Rand on the front of it. But yeah, I think that there was just a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot. Okay, so we are going to finish off with the Nerdy Gun story, but one final question before we hit that. If we do get a casting reveal at San Diego, who do you want to find out about?
Oh.
Like, do you want a Lanthier casting confirmed?
No, I want them to keep those secret until the show, until we see them in the show. And I'm one of the people that would prefer just like weekly releases of the episodes. I don't want them all at once. I want them like just spaced out
One episode on September 1st is what you're asking for?
Oh, don't hate me. I like that. It's too much to drink in all at once when there's more.
I'm on the two episodes. That's what I like. Two episode drop gives you a good dose initially, but then you've still got six more weeks of episodes. Three episodes is too much. It's far too much. So, but I mean, yeah, that's fair.
I would be okay with Elida, but then that would probably, we'd probably be able to guess a lot on Lanthier maybe afterwards, and maybe not. I don't know, they can hide a lot of things. But
I mean, I was stuck on who did I think was playing Verin. I thought Natasha O'Keefe was playing Verin for a long time. So now I'm on Natasha O'Keefe playing Lanthier. That's kind of where I've gone instead, because obviously, like usual, I was proven wrong. So
it's okay to have theories.
We're having fun. So you'd like a lighter, but also not, because it would then give away too much, you think.
Oh man, isn't that terrible? That's definitely a way to not answer your question.
That's okay.
Yeah, I maybe like Gawain or Galad, if they're going to be in season two, I'm not quite sure. Okay. But the big characters, I like waiting until we're actually watching the show and it comes in. It's more of like a surprise. Right. So I don't know.
So maybe like a smaller character, like, you know, give us Tarmanis, you know, Aludra.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, like Aludra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
We like the Aludra. I mean, you know, there are a few Aludra fans out there.
Big
myself
fan.
Amongst them. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
So like a smaller scale character that just adds excitement for book fans. That's what we're going for.
Yes. Okay. I like that.
I like this a lot. That's
okay.
Amazing. Fingers crossed for San Diego.
Yes.
Right. Let's wrap this up. We teased it at the beginning because, you know, I was going to ask it straight out and then there were theories around it. Nerdy Guns, please tell us the origin of Nerdy Guns.
Oh, okay. It's really, that's a lot of hype for a really short story. But anyway, in high school, there was going through a lot of different things as people do. And, my maiden name is Gansenmuller, and so very, I know people just like shut down after Gans. They don't like know what to do with the rest of it, but very long Gansenmuller. And so I, connected with one of my high school teachers and, really well, and he somewhat helped kind of this like shy group of kids, help them adapt to high school and stuff like that. And took me under his wing a little bit, and, great, great person. And he nicknamed me Guns because Gansenmuller is way too damn overwhelming for anybody to say. And so after that, everybody called me Guns because of that. And then my real name is Jennifer. And I don't know for anybody else, but Jennifer was a fairly common name in the 80s. So every single person everywhere, like any class that I'm in, there's like five Jennifers. And so trying to separate myself, stealing from your, you want to be unique thing.
yeah, a little bit.
Jennifer just wasn't going to cut it. I just couldn't do that. And so Guns, and then I just added a Nerdy on that once I started being like, Nerdy's kind of actually fun being nerdy. So Nerdy Guns started with a high school teacher that nicknamed me Guns, and then it just stuck, and I added the nerdy part on it. So
that's
there you
brilliant.
Go. You're the only ones that know where that came from.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a perfect way. Like nicknames that someone gave you at some point that just stick are sometimes the best nicknames out there. So
yeah,
you know, that's great. I love that. And I imagine you got some real interesting spellings of that name, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like anytime they're doing roll call in class to see if people were present, like they would just say Jennifer and then just to pause. And I was like, yeah, I'm here. It's fine. You don't have to say it. It's cool.
I can definitely believe that. I mean, I have a very simple name and people still will say it wrong. So, yeah, it's crazy. I love Nils in chat. He's like, nine is N-I in Norwegian. That's how creative I was.
Very nice.
Yeah. I remember the first time. Yeah, because sometimes people, yeah, with these names that they have nicknames and stuff, you see it, you think, so instead of Nils, I used to be 9LZ in chat. And then one day we're like, is it Niles? Is it Nils? Like, what is it? And then Nils told us and we're like, okay, great. So yeah, fun names are always entertaining. It's good.
I never knew the difference until today. So that's how it goes. I've learned so much.
Wonderful.
Q, Niles, like Niles, it's like, I'm just...
Oh, I was like, Q? And I was like, oh no, the Q
I've
just
dropped,
the beginning.
Yeah. So much knowledge has been dropped on me today. Look at that. Learned well, learned a lot.
Hopefully we haven't sucked away all your brain power for the rest of the day.
Yeah, hopefully not.
With all that knowledge.
We'll see. Yeah.
So, but this has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it.
It was.
So, yeah.
Thank you. This has been really exciting. I've been looking forward to it since we talked last week, and my very, very first being a part of content for the Wheel of Time.
Oh, well, it's been wonderful having you here. You did not talk too much, by the way. I mean, podcasts are about talking, so don't worry.
It's weird like, how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It is weird. Like, I mean, we could sit here in silence, but that might be, you know, very awkward for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Although, As a fun side note, thinking back to Kevin talking about a podcast in silence, he did for an April Fool's once release a podcast episode. I think it was like 25 minutes long in total. And he has segments, so he has like sound effects with things like, you know, breaking the different segments and things like that, where he edits the conversation he's had with whoever's guest that week. And he did all those segments, and they're in, you know, it required sound effects and intros and outros and stuff like that. But in between was just silence.
Of course there was.
This is April Fool's podcast episode, yeah. It's very creative. So occasionally a silent podcast might work.
But overall, generally talking is important.
Talking does help, yeah. So no, it's been amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Folks, if you don't know who Nerdy Guns is, go find Nerdy Guns on Twitter. Is it just at Nerdy Guns, isn't it? I believe.
Yep.
Nice and easy. Hang out in the live chats, particularly Dusty Wheel, and you will see Nerdy Guns around. Yep. And now, here and there, you can find Nerdy Guns on Discord as well.
Look at that.
But be gentle. Ease her in, folks. And, you know, help her get around, because Discord is very overwhelming to those that are new to it. I remember when I joined, and like, I was like, I'm a check out for a second. I think it was like a month before I came back. Actually, building my own server helped me a lot.
I bet.
Yeah. You learn a lot doing it. So
just logging in, I'm just like, I don't even know what to do with this. I don't even know where I'm supposed to go, but we'll figure it out.
Indeed. And also thank you to Mr. Nerdy Guns for
all
the help at the beginning, and for introducing you to Wheel of Time. So that, you know, we have the pleasure of tweeting with you, chatting in live chat, and when you're able, meeting you in person at conventions, because that's always a lot of fun.
So. Yeah, it is. You guys are the best.
Well, you know, so are you. You fit in with us, so
yes,
it's great. Thanks, folks, for listening. Hope you've enjoyed. Please like and rate the podcast wherever you choose to listen to it. You know, give me feedback, you know, or questions to Nerdy Guns if you have any, and let us know what we didn't discuss that's happened in the past short while in the fandom that you're like, hey, Rob, you missed this, because it's been an hour. There's only so much we can talk about what the fan has been up to, and Kevin. Come tell me the origin of that Wool of Tim thing.
Please do.
I mean, I'm sure I don't want to know the answer, but at the same time, I do want to know the answer. Sometimes I'm like, Kevin, no, Kevin, put it back, Kevin, put it back.
You need a warning if it's not safe for work first, if he's going to give you that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And thank you to the patrons that are listening live. I appreciate you joining me at an unusual time for recording. So, you know, I appreciate you hopping in. Some of you are at work, some of you are in Europe like me and can join. And before we leave, I do have a patron shout out to do. So please welcome a new member of the family. And that is the wonderful, the very much lurky, keeping it quiet, not actually like hopping in and saying a lot, which is totally fine, because not everyone has to be like hardcore mentioning things and chatting away. You know, some people just like to lurk, and lurking is great. So please welcome. I want to say this right. So 1 second. Where is...
Because lurking, I always get
this. Yeah, lurking is perfectly fine. I always say this right. There we go. I knew I had it wrong, so I was make sure I get it right. Memory of what? Please welcome.
Yes.
So thank you for joining. I believe they are from the Madlands, or that type of that rough area, and they are slowly making the rounds joining. But they were like, "I'm very much a lurker on Discord." I'm like, "That's totally fine."
Yep.
Memory of what? We love you, and thank you so much for joining the awesome family. And folks, if you want to also join and have the potential to listen live, or just you know, support what I do, you can hop over to Patreon and join up there at any level you feel comfortable doing, or you can just listen and love and laugh, which is what I hope you do. And until next time, folks, may you always find love, water, and shade. Thank you so much for listening to Malkia's Wrap Up. If you'd like to support me, please head over to Patreon, where you can sign up and listen to the podcast as I record each week at any level. Thank you so much. Please follow the account on Twitter, join me on YouTube once in a while, and leave a comment and tell me what you liked and what I missed, because I'm sure there was plenty. But until next time, folks, please find love, water, and shade.